backstage noble wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights, and their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. Yesterday, in the deserted town hall in Meredith, New Hampshire, as Greg Marlowe was putting the cast of Westchester Furioso through its rehearsal, Harry, Calvin, and Pop Lovett suddenly discovered that Mary is not in attendance. Now, it's a few minutes later, as the four men stand on the dimly lit stage, the orchestra and chorus having been given a 10-minute break. And we hear Greg say,
Does Calvin get back
with the sandwiches?
No, I don't think he's back yet, Greg.
Greg, we're concerned about Mary and where she might be. Not about sandwiches.
Calvin seems to be taking a long... Of course we're concerned about Mary, but she can't be far. Maybe she went back to the hotel.
No, I called there. They haven't seen her.
Oh.
Then there's those strange noises. The Meredith jinx, Mr. Peavy calls it.
Well, I'm not going to let that bother me at all.
No, that's a bunch of Meredith rowdies, I think, up in
sure
the...
Sure it is. It's just a bunch of dropouts up there trying to make life miserable for us. And I just won't let them get to us. I want to call the police shortly.
I wonder if Mr. Peavy has seen Mary anywhere. Or Wallace? Wallace?
Mr. Peavy?
Howdy, Bob.
I wonder if you could shed some light on the disappearance of our friend, Mary Backstage. She's the star of this play, and we haven't seen her now for almost 30, 35 minutes.
She's the wife of the beloved idol of a million other women.
That's right.
Huh.
Okay, the sandwiches. Who had the corned beef?
Oh, I ain't seen her.
I did. I wanted the corned beef.
I had the ham and cheese, Calvin.
Okay.
I did, too. Mine was on rye.
Right.
So was mine, Pop.
Okay, and everybody had this... Milk, right?
Oh, be quiet. You're not going to scare us.
When do you plan to call the police, sir, Greg?
Here's your pickle.
Thank you.
Where's my pickle?
Oh, here it is, sir. Mr. Marlowe.
Oh,
yeah?
Good.
You seen Mary?
Who?
Have you seen Mary?
No, we haven't seen her yet, and I just asked the janitor if he'd seen her. He said no.
Oh, darn.
Greg's going to call the police about the sounds out of the balcony.
See, I brought a pastrami sandwich for her. It's $1.25 right down the drain, unless somebody else wants to eat it.
Well, I think the company will pay for it.
Do you hear those noises upstairs?
Yes, now that you mention it.
Maybe that's the theater personnel probably sweeping out the balcony.
It also might be Mary exploring the theater and finding out where the various fire exits are, so that in case of emergency, she'll know just where to run.
But she sounds like she's walking around in trooper shoes. And,
yes.
She was wearing those very dainty ballet slippers the last time I saw her.
Right.
Is
no,
he?
that couldn't be Mary with a...
Who's going to take this pastrami off my hands? Because I bought it for Mary, and I...
Well, leave it wrapped up there, Calvin.
$1.25 into it, and they charge you 2 cents for pickle slice.
Boy, prices are high here in Meredith, aren't they?
Well, they're high all over. They're out of sight, you
right
know.
Right in the heart of the salami belt, too.
Mr. Peavy?
Yeah, howdy, Bob.
Do you want a pastrami sandwich? The price is right.
How much you asking for it?
$1.25, 2 cents for this pickle slice.
No, I can get it for 70 cents.
Where?
Across the street.
Well, why didn't you tell us about that? I went through Bob's.
You didn't ask me.
That's the jinx of this this theater, all right. Nobody wants...
Wait, here comes somebody.
Harry?
Somebody did come in then.
I didn't see anybody. I heard the door open, though.
I saw the flash of sunlight come into the darkened theater here, then the door...
Calvin, didn't you ever think to ask for mustard on these sandwiches?
And so the mystery deepens as to Mary's whereabouts. And what are the steps upstairs in the balcony? Sure, and join us tomorrow when we'll hear Calvin say...
I thought I saw her driving a cab.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, Word Car speaking.